Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to worship this morning, and please take note of the announcements and upcoming events, all the different things that are going to be happening here around the church and also in the community. Terry or Gina, you going to have some? All right. Or Lori? Y'all's choice. All right.
Good morning. I would like to ask if anybody's cleaning out your cabinets, and you have mixing bowls that you want to get rid of or measuring cups that you'd like to get rid of. The basement kitchen is in need of some of those items. So if you come across any or see any or you're cleaning out your stuff, we really appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Lori.
Good morning. We are once again starting to plan for VBS. We will be scuba diving this year into God's friendship, and we would love to see more participation this year. It will be July 15th through the 18th. It's 4 days this year, and the time frame has changed also. We're going to do it in the evening, so it will be 5 o'clock to 7:30. If you've always wanted to see what Bible school is all about, now's your time because you can come after work. We do need some helpers to walk the kids around. And we're also looking for any type of items that deal with the ocean. So if you have some animals or like stuffed animals, pool noodles, we want to make a coral reef. And so we're looking for all kind of items like that, scuba gear. So you could take it to the church office if you have it and would like for us to use it. We would love that. And you can also get with me, and I'll be out there this morning after church. And we also have a new thing this year. We are registering online. If you want to take advantage and register your kids online, you can go to the church website and get that website to go to. I look forward to this year, and I hope you're as excited as I am.
All right, thank you, Tina.
Wanted to draw your attention to a special time next week. Next week, we're having our church picnic, and it's a great time to be together. We're going to come to church, and then we're going to go over to the fellowship hall for intergenerational learning time. Now, what that means is we're going to all be together, and we're going to have a special time together exploring what the Israelites' last few days in Egypt are like. And it's going to be something that's going to involve you, and I think it's going to be interesting for you adults as well. We're going to look at it a little bit in depth. So we'd love to have you there. Then we're going to eat, and then we're going to have games and other things as well. Now, adults, don't think this is just a children or youth thing. You don't realize how much power you have over the children and youth. I remember one of my youth saying, "Why should I do that? Because I don't see any adults here." Think about that for a minute. You teach just by having your presence there. And so we'd love to have all ages there. This is a chance for us to come together as a community of faith, celebrate our faith, celebrate our fellowship together. So we'd love to have you there. The adults, if you don't want to play the games outside, that's fine. Bring your dominoes and cards and pair up and have a good time. You can sit inside and eat. You can go outside and eat if you want to have a real picnic. Bring your blankets, bring your chairs, and you can have that too. We'd love to have you there. It'd be a good time for us to come together as a congregation. And it's going to end with a volleyball game between the ages, the wise ones and the young ones. And last year, the wise ones won, so the young ones are looking out for revenge. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a good time together to share our faith. So we'd like for you to be there. We're also going to do hot dogs and hamburgers. There's sign-up sheets in the annex and in the office all around. We'd love to have you sign up so that we know this week for sure how many to prepare for. But please, plan on coming. There is a rain plan in place too, so we're just waiting for you.
Thank you, Terry. Are there other announcements? Any other announcements? If not, then I invite you to rise as we sing our opening hymn, "Christ is Alive, Let Christians Sing."
Thank you.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. In the beginning was the Word. In the Word was life.
And the life was the light of all people.
The Word became flesh and lived among us.
And we have seen his glory, full of grace and truth.
Build yourselves up on your most holy faith.
Pray in the Holy Spirit.
Keep yourselves in the love of God.
Look forward to the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ.
If anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. God has given us the ministry of reconciliation. Therefore, let us be reconciled to God and to one another. Gracious God, have mercy on us. In your compassion, forgive us our sins, known and unknown, things done and left undone. Uphold us by your Spirit, so that we may live and serve you in newness of life. To the honor and glory of your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Almighty and merciful Lord, grant us pardon, forgiveness, and remission of all our sins.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. God of all power, you called from death our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep. Send us as shepherds to rescue the lost, to heal the injured, and to feed one another with knowledge and understanding. Through Jesus Christ,
our Lord,
who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We sing the hymn, Savior, like a shepherd, lead us. You may be seated.
Thank you.
The first lesson is a reading from Acts chapter 4. The next day, the rulers, elders, and scribes assembled in Jerusalem with Annas the high priest, Caiaphas, John, and Alexander, and all who were of the high priestly family. When they had made the prisoners stand in their midst, they inquired, "By what power or by what name did you do this?" Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers of the people and elders, if we are questioned today because of a good deed done to someone who was sick and are asked how this man has been healed, let it be known to all of you and to all the people of Israel that this man is standing before you in good health by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead. This Jesus is the stone that was rejected by you, the builders. It has become the cornerstone. There is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among mortals by which we must be saved." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm is from chapter 23 and will be read responsively. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want.
He makes me to lie down in green pastures.
He revives my soul and guides me along right pathways for his name's sake. You spread a table before me in the presence of those who trouble me. You have anointed my head with oil, and my cup is running over. The second lesson is a reading from 1 John chapter 3. We know love by this, that Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for one another. How does God's love abide in anyone who has the world's goods and sees a brother or sister in need and yet refuses help? Little children, let us love, not in word or speech, but in truth and action. And by this, we will know that we are from the truth and will reassure our hearts before him whenever our hearts condemn us. For God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have boldness before God, and we receive from him whatever we ask, because we obey his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he has commanded us. All who obey his commandments abide in him, and he abides in them. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit that he has given us. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Gospel according to St. John, the 10th chapter. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because the hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father." The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated, and I ask the children to come forward for the children's sermon.
Good morning. Come on up. Let's see. Hold it a second. I'm not quite ready yet. So y'all just kind of stand here for a minute and kind of walk around and do whatever you want to do. Just stay there, and then I'll tell you. Why are y'all looking at me? Why are you staring at me? Okay, come on up and sit down. Well, what was that like? Huh? Was that uncomfortable? Maybe. All right. How did you feel? Kind of strange. Why were you looking at me? Go ahead, tell me. Waiting for me to talk and say something, right? Okay. Well, you know, that's kind of, I was trying to figure out how to make us feel like a sheep and a shepherd. And I think that's kind of what it's like, because the sheep are out there doing their thing, right? But if they just stay out there doing their thing, they don't know what to do, right? Or when to do it. And that's what a shepherd does. A shepherd tends the sheep. They tell them, this is where to go get the food. This is where to go get the water. This is when we're going to do that. At nighttime, we need to come in so we stay safe. And so that's kind of what I was thinking. And the wonderful thing is we have a fantastic shepherd. Okay? And we had a fantastic psalm today that tells it all, I think. Because that's what the shepherd does. The shepherd is with us, right? And when we're with the shepherd, we don't have to worry about anything. It says we shall not have to worry about it. We shall not want. He'll take care of us. He'll do those things for us. And he'll do them in the good times. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He shows me the green pastures to lay down in. But he's also with us during the hard times. Even in the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil because you are with me. You prepare a table in the presence of my enemies. So he's with us even then. And even more important, then he's with us also after too. The Hallelujah banner is still up. Easter isn't that far away. And it says, you will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. He won that victory over Easter. But then our gospel lesson talks about the fact that there's also some hired hands, some other people that kind of are there to be shepherds, but they really aren't the good shepherd, okay? Something happens and they just take off. They don't care about you. So I was trying to figure out what that was like, because there's lots of shepherds out in the world that want our attention. And that's when I came up with this one, okay? Now, we all like these, don't we? Right? They're wonderful things. And let's see, these seals and I just usually do not get along. Oh, and that's a good one, too. It doesn't even break. Oh, it's not going to come off. Well, let's put it. Ah, there it is. It finally busted. So we get this bubble wand out, right, to use the bubbles with. And we take it off, and we get it out of there, and my fingers are going to be ugly. And we blow these things. And they're wonderful, right? They float around, and there's some that are double, and some that, and they're real pretty. But what's happening to them? Did they last very long? No. Well, that's kind of what these other shepherds are like. They want your attention, and they tell you, I'm going to give you all these wonderful things. You buy this product, and I will give you a wonderful life. You do this, and I will give you a wonderful life. You do this, and you can be a famous person. Use this brand, and everybody else does. Those are all those shepherds. But they're kind of like these bubbles. Some of them may not even make it out of the bubble wand. And some may float out there for a very long time. But eventually they're going to what? Break. Well, that's not what Jesus says. Jesus says, well, I am the good shepherd. I care about you all the time throughout your entire life, the good times and the bad times. And also, I promise to be with you. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I've also won the promise for you that you can dwell in the house of the Lord with me forever. That's the shepherd I hope you follow. I hope you remember. Okay? Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, help us to be good sheep. You are the shepherd that know us by name and know our hearts. Guide and direct us in your ways, dear Lord, and help us to remember that you're the good shepherd that will never fail us and never go away. Amen. Thank you, guys, and thanks for being a little uncomfortable for a minute.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. This morning I got a story for you. Once upon a time, there was a wolf. There was a big wolf. A big, mean wolf. A big, mean, nasty wolf. The wolf was not pleasant, but he had it easy, you see. All he had to do was stick his head outside of the door of his den, and there were all these sheep. He had easy pickings. He could eat any time that he wanted to, and he was always hungry. He would wake up in the morning, and he would go out his door, and he would snatch a sheep, and he would gobble it down. And this wolf was also mean. He was just a wicked wolf. Sometimes he wasn't all that hungry or didn't have the energy to go out there and want to go fool with trying to grab a sheep. And so all he would do is stick his head out and he would let out a blood-curdling howl. Some of the sheep would scatter and try to hide. Other sheep would just sit there and shake and quake. Other sheep would just faint with fear. He had life pretty good. But this wolf also had a name. The name of this wolf was Death. And Death could have a sheep any time that Death wanted it. Until one day, the wolf woke up in the morning, and he was exceptionally hungry this morning. And he peeked his head outside the door, and he couldn't believe it. He saw the most wonderful looking lamb outside of his door. It was big and it was plump and it looked delicious, but it was just right outside his door. And he thought, the impertinence of that sheep, that he would be so close. Why isn't he off in the distance trying to hide, trying to stay away from me? And it made him upset, so he lets out a big roar. And all the other sheep, they scatter or they quake or they fall down faint. But not this sheep. Just goes on grazing, minding its own business. And this makes the wolf a little angrier yet. And so the wolf goes right up to the sheep and he lets out one more howl right in the face of the sheep. And the stench of his breath, the stench of that noise. The sheep just kind of blinked a little bit and looked up at him. Now at this time, the other sheep were a little bit curious. They had never seen a sheep act in this way. They had never seen a sheep stand up to this wolf, to stand up to Death. And so they started to creep back to hear and listen to see what was going to happen and what was going to go on. And that wolf was getting angrier all the time. And he went to the sheep and he says, "Do you know who I am?" And the sheep says, "Yes, I do." And the sheep wasn't scared. The sheep was actually even peaceful. And that made the wolf even angrier. And he was going off into a rage. And he says, "You know what I'm going to do to you? I'm going to tear you apart limb from limb. And it's going to be slow and it's going to be painful. And I'm going to gobble you all down and there won't be a piece of you left." And the sheep just looked up at it and said, "I know. I know." And that made the wolf even angrier. He went in a total rage and he did just exactly as he had said he would do. He ravaged the sheep. He tore it apart. He gobbled him down, every single piece. And as he was doing that, the other sheep looked on and they were sad. You see, they had some hope. They had never seen anything like this other sheep. They had a hope that maybe, just maybe, well, it didn't happen. It didn't happen, and they were sad. The wolf finished up his meal, went back into his den, got his toothpick, and was thinking, "That was the most satisfying sheep I have ever had. It was delicious. There was nothing tough about that sheep. It was the best sheep I have ever eaten." And he got to thinking, "I'm not hungry anymore." And it was strange for that wolf, because that wolf was always hungry. Death was always wanting more to eat, more to gobble up. And he wasn't hungry at all. And this kind of troubled that wolf a little bit. And he thought about that during the day. And it started to eat on him a little bit more then too. Why wasn't he hungry? All day long, the rest of the day, he wasn't hungry. And so that night he went to bed and he didn't sleep very well. He was just restless. Something was wrong. Something was different. And when he woke up, normally the first thing he would do, he'd be going rushing out his den door and attacking the sheep and gobbling it down. But this morning he woke up with a bit of a tummy ache. Stomach just didn't feel queasy. And during the day, that stomach ache started to bring more pain and more uneasiness to him. And still, he started to get discomfort. And he started to feel pain. He wasn't supposed to feel pain. He's the big, bad, ugly, stinky wolf. He's not supposed to feel pain. He's the one who's supposed to inflict pain on the sheep. Death is not supposed to feel this way. And as the day progressed, it got worse and worse, and he started to whine a little bit. Then he started to yip a little bit, and he started to yowl a little bit, and the sheep didn't know what was going on, and they crept closer to hear what was going on in that cave. And it was just, it sounded like something was happening in there, but they dared not go in. They dared not go into death's cave, because they knew what would happen to them. And then sometime in the middle of the night, and in the middle of that agony, the agony got worse and worse and worse for that wolf. And he could feel something start to move inside of his stomach. And it was wiggling around, and it was poking, and it was prodding until it ripped open a hole in the wolf's stomach from the inside out. Someone was in there. Someone had punched a hole through that wolf's stomach, and out stepped a shepherd. The wolf was terrified. He had seen shepherds before, but all he would do was just howl at them, and they'd go scattering. They were no threat to him, but this one worried him. This shepherd worried him, because when the shepherd came out, he started to laugh. He started to laugh at death. He started to laugh with joy. He laughed so hard and so loud that the door of the wolf's den just blew off. It was shattered. That door was open. And the shepherd said to the wolf, "You know who I am." And the shepherd, or the wolf, was shocked and surprised. He did know. He had heard that voice before. He realized that was the lamb that he had slaughtered 3 days ago. He realized that was the lamb he had killed 3 days ago. He could hear it in the voice. He could recognize who that was. And death was terrified. The sheep were still outside listening to what had gone on all this time. And so the shepherd walks out to the sheep and he says, "You no longer need to fear this big, bad, mean, stinky wolf anymore. You no longer need to fear death. You see, I have punched a hole through this wolf, through this death. Oh, death is going to get hungry again. Death, it will come again. Death will attack again. But you don't need to worry, because this hole will never close up. The wolf may swallow you down. Death may swallow you down, but the hole is open, and you will just simply hear my voice, and I will call to you, and you will come out the hole of his stomach. And if you listen to my voice, then I will lead you to pastures that are so green that you will never have want. I will lead you to water of beautiful streams that is the sweetest tasting water you have ever had. And you will never need to worry about death again. This wolf will not be there. You will live in peace forever. You will live with me forever. We know that voice of the Good Shepherd. We know who that is. And that shepherd calls us. Come, follow me. Come, listen to my voice. I know who you are. Do not have fear of death, because a hole has been punched through the middle of death, and you will pass through, and I will lead you to a time of feasting that has no end. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. We sing the hymn of the day, "The King of Love, My Shepherd Is." Please rise for the confession of faith. In Christ you have heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation.
We believe in Him and are sealed with the promise of the Spirit.
Living together in trust and hope, we confess our faith. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Rejoicing that Jesus is risen and love has triumphed over fear, let us pray for the church, the world, and all those in need of good news. Good Shepherd, defend the church from peril. Provide for its needs. Lead it in paths of righteousness and holiness. Use it to lead many to hear your voice and follow you. Bless pastors and bishops and make them faithful sheepdogs for your flock. Lord, in your mercy. Faithful Shepherd, defend and strengthen your people when they are set upon by wolves and persecutors. Make them so lively with faith that their enemies repent of their evil ways. Lord, in your mercy. Wise Shepherd, raise up shepherds to teach and guide your people. Call those with a zeal for truth and knowledge into the classrooms of seminaries, colleges, and church-related schools. Call those with a heart for tending your flock into parish and campus ministry. Call those who are bold to witness to the faith into evangelism and mission among those who have not yet heard or heeded your voice. Lord, in your mercy. Gate of your sheep, protect us all from false shepherds, especially rulers who care nothing for our welfare. Bring your people lasting peace, rich pastures, and true righteousness. Lord, in your mercy. Great Shepherd, bless those who stand in harm's way on our behalf. Guard, guide, and strengthen them. Bring them home safely and soon. Lord, in your mercy. Shepherd of the light, be the strong guide and sure comfort of all who walk in dark valleys. Fill them with your abundant life. Keep them steadfast in faith. Strengthen and bless all who care for them. We pray especially for Llewellyn Smiley, Lori Barfield, Bill Claverman, Rosa Harton, Alton Audlett, Pastor Greg Sturm, and the family of Hope Gentry. Lord, in your mercy. Lord Jesus, thank you for bringing safely home all those who listen to your voice in this earthly life. Keep us close to your side. Lead us to that place where we shall dwell with you and with all the redeemed, and shall feast at your heavenly table forever. Lord, in your mercy. Grant to us all that is in accordance with your will, dear Jesus, and accomplish your salvation among us. For you are risen from the dead and dwell in majesty with your Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We continue with the offering. You may be seated.
Thank you.
us pray. Merciful God, we offer with joy and thanksgiving what you have first given us,
ourselves, our time, and our possessions,
signs of your gracious love. Receive them for the sake of him who offered himself for us,
Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave for all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Come, taste and see that the Lord is good. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. Pour out upon us the spirit of your love, O God, and unite the wills of those whom you have fed with one heavenly food. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you his peace. Amen. Our closing hymn, Love Divine, All Loves Excelling.
Thank you.
As you go forth into the world to serve God with gladness, be of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Honor all people. Love and serve God, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. As you leave, you are invited to share the peace of the Lord with those around you. Go in peace and serve the Lord.
Thanks.